One man said, well, you can dig all the roots out of that ground and pile them up in a pile and let them dry out and burn them, and it still sprouts.
That's something. Yeah, but I'd almost believe it the way that
Well, he exaggerated a little, but that is a terrible thing to have in your crop.
And it's ruined his lettuce. It got up over his lettuce before the lettuce could, you know, get out. And the only thing that saved his corn, I think, was the corn kind of keeps up with it and stays
yes.
about the same height so it can get some sun. What are some different kinds of fences that people used to use or still use around here?
When our first fence, when now this has been a long time back now, was a rail fence. Then the next thing was a
barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm. So we put up three strands. We used to we'd keep a cow in with three strands. Finally, that worked. Last place we had five strands. Then they get out.
I don't know. I've never seen any more than three strands. How would they get out? Just go over it, or?
Down toward the bottom, they'll kind of ease around and get their head between two of the wires and push against it. Just push on against
it.
And it'll stretch. Maybe they'll get up close to the post.
Yeah.
Then they might push it off this post right here. Then they've got to get on in.
Yeah.
And they'll hide the stuff. It don't hurt them much. They scratch the hide it goes through, just see.
Yeah, I don't know how they got a lot tougher hides than I thought they did. Not long ago, I was out at a friend's farm and we were driving through the pasture, and a little calf, I don't guess he'd ever seen a car before, but it kind of scared him, and he took off running, and he was heading right for the fence, and I thought sure he was going to cut himself all to pieces, but he ran slap through that fence and just got up. He turned two or three flips, but he got up and just took off running. We finally caught him, and there was not a scratch on him. He wasn't bleeding or anything. You know.
No.
Hit that barbed wire fence like that. What about, do they have any fences made out of stones around here?
No, we don't have enough stone, and not in the stone fences.
You get a lot of that up in Tennessee, but there's a lot more stone and rock in the fields up there.
Yeah.
What about the best dishes? You might hear somebody say, well, we've got company coming, we're going to eat out of the best
china.
Okay. And if you've got a well, you pick up draw up the water in a what?
Bucket.
Okay, is that the same thing as a pail? Or a pail and a bucket the same thing?
Well, I don't believe it is, because we used to have the regular well bucket, and it was made of wood, and they were about that high, and they were smaller at the top than
mm-hmm.
they were in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And a pail, you know, is just a wide bucket with a handle.
I see. It's wide at the top and small at the bottom,
uh-huh.
isn't it? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got away from this wood bucket and what I was talking about, I finally got into the tin, where they had handles of the well, but you go to town and buy your well bucket. It had handles on each side right here that fastened in, that you could put your rope on and put it on, regardless of which way it turned, it wouldn't come out. But you put a pail down there, your handle out and pull out.
I see, yeah. Well, now that's a good thing to know. Some people think that the difference between a bucket and a pail is that the pail is wooden and a bucket's metal, but now I've seen wooden buckets.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that was right. What about the thing that if you had some hogs that you were feeding, you might, after every meal, you'd scrape the food into a what?
Sloppy hogs.
Okay.
Slop bucket.
Okay. What do you fry your eggs in the morning?
Skillet.
Okay. Did you ever see one with legs on the,
mm-hmm.
what do they call that, a skillet? Or?
Yeah, they've had the skillet.
What about a big black iron thing that some people used to have out in the backyard for when they kill hogs or do the laundry?
Wash pot.
Okay.